So I obviously it was very appropriate that we did chapter 40 last week because I thought we got some really good assignments in. And to me, the one scripture, and I sent it out to a couple different people, but the one scripture that encapsulates pettiness is Matthew 7:5, because the Lord's talking, and he says here, he calls us hypocrites. He says, "You hypocrite. First, take the plank," or if you want to be King Jamesy, you can say, "First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you're able to see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." Isn't that what pettiness is? We got these blinders on, and we can't see our own shortcomings, but we can definitely see all the shortcomings in others and every situation, and why things need to be different, and why things need to be going my way. So, anyway, I just kind of thought that was the appropriate verse, and from reading the many different assignments and so forth that came in on pettiness, I think it was very appropriate that we skipped ahead and did chapter 40 last week. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We do thank you, Lord, that you can teach us just to be getting the blinders off our eyes, because that's what something like a beam or a log does. It blinds us, and we can't see the truth. And so we have to be able to rely upon you to get those things out of our get out of take the blinders off of us, so to speak, that we can see the truth. The truth sees us, and when we see that, it's much easier to walk around our little shortcomings, much easier to deal with things, and not allow little line items that don't have a ton of meaning get in the way of relationships, of our companies, of our families, and all these different areas and aspects. We ask you now, as we, I believe we're going to chapter 30 today, insecurity, and as we get into that this morning, we just pray you'd lead, guide, and direct us this morning as we so we learn, we grow, and we get to work today. In Jesus' name, amen. So, a couple things really stood out to me this morning, but actually, I love the way Patrick just closed that with we gotta listen, identify, and redirect ourselves, because insecurity truly it can be a great tool if we allow it to be that, but it can also can drive us batty. Because we allow it to do that as well. Sometimes I know we can think of a David, and we think how David did to face the giant and this, that, and the other. And I remember Pat and I were talking about faith, small f, which we have, and then faith, capital F, that comes from God. And we sometimes we look at David and we go, I can't relate to a guy like that. But then we can relate to this. Is in was in Mark 9. A man, his son is got problems and doesn't know what to do, and he's got faith, but what does he do? He has to come to God. And he said he comes in the man says to Jesus, "If you can," and Jesus says to him, "If you can, everything is possible for the one who believes." And that's the same faith that David had. He had to come to God, and God infused him. Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, "I believe." He had faith, but he says, "Help me overcome my unbelief." Isn't that what insecurity is? We believe, but then we get all caught up and twisted up in the insecurity rather than using it as a tool to learn and to get information. And, that's what we need, is the tool and to get information. In Philippians 4:13, it says, I can, in the Amplified, it says this, "I can do all things which he has called me to do." So he hasn't, we got our own giants in our lives that need to be slain, but he hasn't asked you to go out and face Goliath, at least not yet today, maybe tomorrow, but not today. But he maybe you have your own little Goliath you need to get out and slay today. Well, it says, "I can do all things," Paul writes, "which he has called me to do. Through him, who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency." I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. So we see that, and it just all comes from him. It all comes from him. And so we can use that insecurity as that tool to identify it and redirect ourselves to him and find solutions. Find solutions in our companies and our in just all aspects and areas. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this chapter, insecurity. And Lord, that we can see it not as something to be fearful and afraid of. But Lord, now you say caution is with knowledge. And so with knowledge, we can move forward and see it as the tool it is to keep us on the path and to seek us to seek wisdom and growth and knowledge and learn how to deal, whether it's in customer relations, family relations, business relations, employee relations, all these areas, Lord. We can find solutions, and we have those around us that can help us seek wisdom and answers as we move forward. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for this season to focus upon the birth of our Savior who came into this world, Lord, to save those who are lost. And we thank you for reaching out and saving a few of us lost sinners, Lord. We are lost along the way, but you grabbed us by the heart and brought us to yourself. We thank you for this morning and this opportunity. We do pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.